Today's daf is Tamura daf Chavtes, Tamura 29, and we are on Chavches Mabez. We will be starting with the two dots, Bezrat Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But first, two thoughts from yesterday's daf. First of all, the Gemara brought up the fact that a Roveya and a Nirba are like Kachim that got a Mum over before their Hektish, which, in that case, Kedusha is achieved, yet the Pidyon cannot occur until there is a Mum Kavua. So it's somewhat of a middle status. Reb Chaim on the Rambam deals with the issue of the relationship between a Baal Mum Over and a Baal Mum Kavua. Reb Chaim in Yisrei Mizbeach, Gimel Yud, the Rambam talks about this halacha. The Rambam says, "Hamakdash tumtum vandroganis treifa kelaim yotzi dofen lezveach hareza kamakdash eitzim va'avonim." If somebody's makdash, an animal that is totally mufka, a treifa and kelaim, so then it's like he's giving wood. Lefein she'in kedusha chala al gufan v'harehin kechulin lechol davar v'imachru v'yavi b'demehen kol karben sheyirtze. In all those cases, if you're makdash that the einon kibal mum. And it's not like a balmum, shebalmum yesh bemino karbon. Because by a balmum, at least it's in the parsha, there is something that's related, that's type of balmum, yesh bemino karbon. And then the Ravid there argues, he says, balmum not balmum nami, because the Gemara says, we had in yesterday's daf, al behemet tmeva balas mum, hare elu ola lo amar klum. So you see that balmum could also be mufka. So he goes through a couple of questions about haktosha's balmum, and then he talks about the relationship between why a balmum does not have full kedusha. Again, he's relating it to the other psulim. V'nir lomar diine b'had in kedusha chala al balmum yishlomar shnei ta'amim. Says Reb Chaim, there are two reasons why a balmum would not be able to be niskadesh. Number one, ha'echad mebnisha eno roi lamezbeach. Either, number one, directly, you cannot bring it as a carbon, and therefore, kedusha saguf only is chal when you can bring an animal as a carbon. That's meaning a direct. The ultimate destiny of this animal you can't bring it as a carbon, so by meila, it can never achieve kedusha saguf. Number two, the second way of understanding is that maybe it can achieve kedusha saguf, but because there's a pidyon option, that affects its kedusha. Really, mitzad the fact that it's going to be hukrav, that's not what determines the kedusha. You could have full kedusha even without the power of being hukrav. But the fact that there's pidyon available as an option, that affects. Od yishlama tamacher, mishum daha kaimalan, kutakol sheaguf niftin al yidei mum, v'yem kein, ha nimsak dikashemakdisho, have davar sheishbo pidia. V'yalkein lo mikre kedusha saguf. Kedusha saguf inherently means no pidyon option. That's what defines it. Not hakrava option, but no pidyon option. Just for example, you have a kli. A kli could have kedusha saguf. That's not going to be hukrav if you have a kli. So what defines a kli as having kedusha saguf? No pidyon option. You can't be podes something that has kedusha saguf. V'acha kivan diyesh lo pidya lo mikre kedusha saguf. And memelo, once we have a balmum, that's why possibly it does not achieve kedusha guf, because it can be nifta. And then he said, "Venira lahavi raya lazel." Let me bring a raya. Mehadim mavur b'mishnah in chulin and b'choros. The balmum over chayle kedusha alei. A balmum over kedusha can be chal on it. You can't be makriv a balmum over. The im neima da tam din kedusha chayla balmum umitzad psulosh in roilam isbeach. Im kein ar balmum over gam kein pasulam isbeach kamo balmum kavua. What's the difference between the two Bali movements? V'chala elei kedusha. V'neima the chala elei kedusha, mishum she'e roi la'achar she'yavar mumo. You want to say, oh, because it's going to be roi? But l'maisa right now it's not roi. Ze'eno. D'me'achar da'atolo chazi l'me'chala elei kedusha, ma'yahanilon, ma'she'e roi la'achar zman. Elavade, what do you see from there? The fact that a balmum over does not achieve kedusha, is different. Elavade di mitzad etzem hapsul shabra vechali kedusha alei. Ela din pidia mafkia la kedusha saguf. V'yem kein mikri davar shiocha la kedusha b'kedusha saguf. Ela dika de pidia hamonasor. He brings other rayas as well. That the din of kedusha saguf related to balmum kavua, balmum over, is not that it cannot achieve kedusha saguf per se because it cannot be hukrav. Even if it cannot be hukrav, still, it won't achieve kedusha saguf if pidyon is on the horizon. If there's an efsharis for pidyon, it is not, does not achieve kedusha saguf, and that's what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says that A Rovea and Nirba have the status of Kachim Shekadamum over Lahekdeshan. What does that mean? You need a Mum Kavua to put it, but Pzdiya is on the horizon. And therefore, that's how it can be defined. Number one. Number two, the second point I wanted to mention that we got to yesterday is the Gemara that compared Nogeach and Rovea. The Gemara said you need Psukim to exclude Nogeach and Rovea. That was yesterday's whole daf, if you remember, excluding the beginning of the daf, quoted the Mishnah, beginning of the Perek, quoted the Mishnah about all these animals that are separated in Mufka from being a carbon. We went through all the Makoros for Nevad and for Muksa and for Nogeach and for towards the end, we compared Nogeach and Roveya. So what do you need both to Psukim? First, we said there's a Chumrah about each one that doesn't apply to the other one. Nogeach has Kofar. An animal kills a person and the owner has to pay Kofar. And a Roveya is Asa Ba'onis Karatzon. It doesn't matter if the animal was Ba'onis or Baratzon in the relationship with the person. Still, the animal is Chayamisa. Mashenke, when it comes to Nogeach, if Nogeach is Ba'onis, so then it's Pater. Where does that come from? So Rashi quotes the mission, Baba Kaaba on Lamates, Shar Ha Itzdin, the ox from the theaters, the ox from all of the shows that they used to do in the amphitheaters. Right? So that's what the Shar Ha Itzdin. It's trained to kill. Shar Ha Itzdin. So there, the Gemara says it is not Chayiv Skila, because it's Shar Ki Yigach, Velo Sheyagichuhu Acherim. This Gemara, that Mishnah doesn't seem so exciting. It's like an animal. But Rav Yosef Engel, we had a Daf Be'inch here about this a long time ago, and that is, Rav Yosef Engel discusses the sugya of ones. So we know ones could apply in various contexts in different ways. Ones affects mitzvos, it affects averos, and it affects situations. An ones can affect a mitzvah. If I can't do a mitzvah because I'm an ones, do I get the credit for doing it or not? So that's a discussion. Right? Ones commanda oven, or you don't say commanda oven. So he's mechalik between mitzvahs ben adam ha-makom and mitzvahs ben adam ha-chavero. But adam ha-chavero, you can't say commanda oven. If I didn't go visit the sick, if I didn't achieve the result of making the person feel better, so then I'm not going to get the credit as having done it. Ones not commanda oven. You don't get rebuked for it. You don't get faulted for it, but you got a flat tire on the way to going to do a mitzvah. What can you do? But by mitzvahs ben adam ha-makom, he suggests maybe you can say commanda oven. If I don't have enough money to buy an esrog, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say, I'll give you the credit, as if you did it. That's ones relating to mitzvos. Then you have ones relating to averas. If I did an avera because I was ne'enas, so what is that considered? Is that considered as if I did the Avera, but I'm Pater, I don't get an Onesh. After all, I was Ba'ones. Or do I say a Maisa Avera Ba'ones is not even called a Maisa Avera? It's not that I did a Maisa with a Pater Onesh. It's not even called a Maisa Avera. It's what we would call Misasek. Right? After all, if you do a Maisa Avera B'shogeg, you're Chayav a Karban Chatas. If I do a Maisa Avera Ba'ones, I'm not Chayav a Karban. Is that just because Ones is one step further, or Ones is not even defined as a Maisa? And that's why it would be different. So that is a discussion by Averus, and then you have it elsewhere as well. But just related to this last one about Averus, it's fascinating. If you look in the Beis HaOtzar, in Rav Yosef Engel, we've had a couple of Rav Yosef Engels the past couple of days, Baruch Hashem, on page Membeis, he says, maybe this is totally on a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and Meseches Baba Kama, where the Gemara talks about Shar HaItzdedin, our case. So, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Rav Amar Kosher, Ushmuel Amar Pasol. Rav says it's even kosher legabe hamizbeach. Like our Gemara says, our Gemara doesn't say it explicitly. Our Gemara just says there's a chumra by roveya, and there's a kula by ones. It doesn't say beferish whether you could bring a carbon that was nogeach beones as a carbon. So the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says kosher. Shmuel says pasol. Why? Rav Amar kosher anus hu. Ushmuel amar pasul hare nevid bo avera. That's the language of the Gemara. Suggests Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe that's our case. According to Rav, who says kosher because he was an ones, because he thinks it wasn't even a mice avera. We're comparing mice by animals and mice by people, but that's his suggestion. Masleke mashenki Shmuel pasul, there was an avera done. Fine, it wasn't their fault, but there was an avera done, so it still might label the animal. That's the suggestion that he has relating to Shari. Then he rejects it. Maybe he says, maybe the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is whether you could talk about a chait when it comes to animals. Maybe that's the Machlokas. Right, you could talk about that, that the The Rav really the Shaykh Chet Babalei Chayim, and Shmuel says Chet is not Shaykh. Okay, that's what he talks about. Anyway, that's what we mentioned yesterday, and now we continue. So that counts for an Amud Beis. So now the second line, second wide line on Chav Ches Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, a Parsha Shir Bez Hashem should be up. Those who want to listen, OU.org. Says the Gemara, Ezeo Muksa Lavodes Kochavim. So the Mishnah said that Muksa Lavodes Kochavim is also to bring as a carbon. Right, the second line in our Mishnah, Daf Chav Ches, I said Muksa and Ne'evad. So what does Muksa mean? Set aside. Amar Eish Lakish, Ein Aser Ela Muksa L'Sheva Shanim. Muksa means set aside for 7 years. What exactly does that mean? Rashi has two opinions. Either it means that it is setified until they fatten it up for 7 years, because they want to bring it as a nice, plump carbon. That's Rashi's first day. Shehuksa ad l'sheva shanim. Ubisov sheva shanim yakrivu l'avodas kochavim. Tohachi avi muksa. If it's set aside for 7 years, that is muksa. So does that mean, the Achronim discuss, does that mean only after the seventh year, after it's totally fattened, then it's usur? What about during the 7 years? Or do you say right when they decide to set it aside for the 7 years, then right away it has that status? Okay, that's a discussion. But that's first pshat of Rashi. That's what we're going to go with. But let's just mention the other pshat. The other pshat of Rashi is that, no, it's only muksa for 7 years, because after 7 years they say, oh, this is an old carbon, we're not going to bring it anymore. So it's only usur for this first 7 years. And after that, it is considered old. Lishna Achrina, Rashi said, Ein Isser Muksa Ela Sheva Shanim Umi Sheva Shanim Ve'elach Lo'avi Muksa. Desula Makarvile. They wouldn't bring it after that. Okay, 2 days in Rashi. Shinamar, but where do you see 7 years as something special? The Pasuk says, by Gidon. Vayhi Balailahu Vayomer Lo Hashem. Hashem tells Gidon, Kach es Parah Shor. What was the case? Remember the case? Gidon's father was Obed Avodah Zarah, and he was going to take all of the idols and get rid of them. So Kach es Parah Shor Asher Le'avicha. He was going to take the cow that his father worshipped. Uparasheni Sheva Shanim. And the 7 year cow he was going to take. So you see, there's something happening with the 7 year cow. That was the par of Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, 1 second. We're trying to prove what Muksa is. Fahasa muksa bilachut ave, neva nami ave. That's nevad. That's a nevad case. We're trying to figure out what muksa is. So that was nevad in the case of Gidon and his father. How do we know that it was nevad? Rashi says, I don't know. Somehow. Lo yadana mehecha nafka, Rashi says. I'm not exactly sure how they know, but that was the Mesorah. Maybe it's the Pashas of the Psukim. He was an Obed Avodah Zarah, and this was a 7 year cow. So Mestame was nevad. So either way, the Gemara says, so how do you prove muksa from this depasik? That's about neva too. So Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, muksa la'avod v'lo avdu. No, maybe it was set aside to worship, but they didn't get to worship it yet. Against the Avamina. Right, we thought it was, but muksa la'avod v'lo avdu. So it really is a raya, is a remez at least. Answer number one. Answer number two, Rava Amar la'olam avdu. Really was nevad, and really this pasik is not a raya. Not a raya that for muksa. But while we're talking about this case, let me tell you, the chiddushu. And this case by Gidon was really a chiddush, because many things were allowed that are not usually. Kidur Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. To Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Shmona Dvar Mitir Ba'oso Laila. That night of Gidon destroying the idols of his father, when he took the Asherah tree and he cut it down and he set built a mizbeach with that, and then he burned the animals on the mizbeach. So all of that was basically a harasha that he was allowed to do. Chutz. Well, what was allowed? Number one, chutz. It was avodas chutz. It was chutei chutz at that time. Laila. It was done at night. The zarus. He was not a kohen. He was a zar. V'kli shares. He did not require kli shares, the kli ashera, and he didn't require ashera, the atse ashera. That's taken out. Where's the aleph? Right, the inside of the kli ashera, the atse. You change it, kli shares, the kli ashera, the atse ashera. The kalem that were used was from the ashera tree, and the wood of the ashera was used. Usually, that's aser bahana'a. If it's an avodah zarah tree, you can't use any of that. And here it was used. Umuksa v'ne'evad. And it was involved in muksa and nevad. So all of those were 8 items that were mutter for this night. So you see, it was a special kind of case. But either way, the second day is saying that it actually was nevad. So it was no full raya that muksa is 7 years. But either way, that's the Mesorah, and they knocked out the remez. But that is still the shita of Reish Lakish. Weiter. Amr Rav Tuvi Bar Masna, Amr Rav Yoshia, Minayin L'Muksam in HaTorah. How do we know there's a kind of a Muksam in HaTorah that designated for Avodah Zarah is already Aser? How do we know that Shene'emar Tishmeru Lahakri... I'm sorry, the Rashi says here a little bit differently, because at least in the Havamina, Kasaka Daitach, that the question is, Minayin Shechayiv Adam Lahaksos Karbono L'Shamayim. When we're talking about the negative muksa, we're talking about the positive muksa. We've been speaking about how something that is muksa l'avodah zarah is aser, but now Rashi says the havamina here is, how do you know that something should be muksa l'shamayim, set aside for shamayim before you're makrivit? So we know the halacha from elsewhere, the Gemara tells us for 4 days before a karbon has to be checked out for mumin. But there it's not Huksa, you're checking out the animal, you aren't makdisha yet, but checking it out. But here it's a little more positive. How do you know that it has to be muksa, set aside min ha-Torah, shene'emar? Pasuk says in the Karban Tamid, Tishmeru lahakriv li b'moado. Guard it to be makriv it to me in its time. So Tishmeru means kol she'osin lo shimur. You have to do a positive shimur to the animal. The Gemara says, 1 second. Maskav la'abaya. Ela me'ata, Isis Imra Ditsuma, Velo Avid Leishimur. If somebody brings an Imra Ditsuma, that means a Rashi, a Keves Ra'ev, a very lean sheep, and no, somebody brings the animal, and there was no shimur done to it. Hachanami Delochazi Lakrava, you can't bring an animal? As long as you check it doesn't have a mum for the carbon tamid, for the other carbonas, special carbonas, maybe you have to check it out for 4 days, v'chulu. But here, for mumin. But let's say you know there's no mumin. Let's say you check that out for other reasons. So you're not allowed to bring it? That's not true. So Amale, I never meant that. I never meant that as a question, says Rav Tuvi Bar Masna in the name of Rav Yoshi. I never meant that you have to positively have it l'shem karbon. It's Ana Tishru Lahakriv Li B'moado Ka'amina. Li V'lo La'adon Acher. What I meant to say was, to me and not to any other Adon, meaning the concept of Muksa that we've been talking about. Ve'zeo Acher Shemakrivin Lo Avi Omer Zu Avodas Kochavim. Meaning this is another remez to the concept of muksa la'avodah zarah being excluded. Because again, you might have said, muksa la'avodah zarah, you didn't worship it yet, so catch it for Hashem and give it to Hashem. No, it's already labeled as muksa, and therefore it cannot be used. Period. Good. Amar Rava bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, ein muksa asur ela ad sheyavdu. What does that mean? Again, 2 days in Rashi. And these 2 days in Rashi are really a machlokas Rambam Rivet, as we'll see in a second. What does it mean? And the focus is the word ad. Ein muksa aser ela ad sheyavdu. Rashi first says, muksa is not aser until they do an action l'shem the avodah zarah. They pull it l'shem the avodah zarah. They put something on it l'shem the avodah zarah. It's not aser until you do that. Ad sheyavdu. That's the first shot of Rashi. Where Rashi says, "Acha yavdu bo shum avodu letzarach avodas kochavim." O Mashiach has karon, o shum davar aser. Number one, before you do any physical act to the animal, it's not going to be called muksa, just by words. The other shot Rashi gives, which he likes, is no, it's not aser, ela acha yavdu, until an avodas hedyot is done to it. Once an avodas hedyot is done to it, then it's no longer muksa. So the question is the Gemara telling me it's not muksa until you do an act? And once you do that act, then it becomes muksa? Or do I say, no, right when you designate it, it's muksa. L'avodah zarah, and it's aser for a karbon. Once the priests, then, the komrim, perform an act for themselves, then they will never be makar this karbon again to the avodah zarah, and memela becomes mutter. So those are the 2 days, how to understand this line and the next 2 lines in the Gemara. Is it saying beginning time or an ending time? That is the question, how to understand this piece of Gemara. And if you look in the Rambam and the Ravid, the Rambam and the Ravid had the same achlokas in Dalid in Isurei Mizbeach. The Rambam says, "May emasai tipasel habehema o of mishum muksa." When does it become aser mishum muksa? Misheyasu bahena komrim maisa. Right, that is first day of Rashi. When does it become muksa? Once they do an act, kigon sheyigazzu oso, they shear its wool. O yavdu bo l'shem avodah zarah, shearing, they cut off the hair. Reminds us of the sheitels, right? Aval bidvarim eino nase muksa shein. But with dvarim, the Rambam says, You can't be makdish something. Why? She'ein hekdish la'avodah zarah. Interesting line. There's no hekdish la'avodah zarah. I mean, avodah zarah, you got to do something to make it avodah zarah. Right, even to make it muksa l'avodah zarah, before you're makrivit. But for just saying words, that doesn't work. Ain't hekdash l'avodah zarah. Right, this fits into the principle of, we're going to have this in Amud Beis. Amiraso l'gavoa kimisiraso l'hedyot. So that's a magical concept that only exists by hekdash. You can't be amiraso l'avodah zarah kimisiraso. Why? Especially if we say, remember the svara of the Yerushalmi in Maseches Kiddushin, where the Yerushalmi gives a svara of why does Amiras L'Gavoa work? You don't have to do a kinyan to the Beis HaMikdash, it's automatically because it's a kinyan chatzar of Hashem. Hashem owns the whole world! So the second I say Amiras L'Gavoa, Mimela, it's going back to its natural state of Hashem owning. I mean, he owns it even when I have it. But it's Kaviyacho, the whole world of the kinyan chatzar of Hashem. Doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah. So, that's the Rambam Shita. And that's why the Rambam says, like the first day of Rashi, Set Ravid, Yesh Bisvarim Shalanu, Nuscha Achrina. He's very calm in this Ravid. He's not saying the Ravid, the Rambam's wrong. He's like, I have a different Girsa, Rambam. So maybe you have that Girsa, but I have this Girsa. Very calm. A Muksa Asur Ela Ad. Meaning he has our Girsa. Our Girsa sounds more like the second day of Rashi and like the Ravid. It's not Asur Ela Ad until you do this, which sounds like then it becomes Asur. That's what the Ravid says. Ela ad shashi yigzuo shi avdu boklal. To mi shashi yigodzuo so kfar, ba la haksa asa vachilaluhu, ula olam ba haksa aso, lo bi'inan maisa, ho ba haksa aso, gufo liyos avodazara. That's the Ravid. If you look at the Radvaz here, he says maybe the Rambam also has this girsa. We don't find that the Rambam has another girsa, but maybe the difference between the Rambam and the Ravid, he tries to make shalom between them. Maybe there's a difference between actual avodah zarah and tikrovis avodah zarah. Maybe there'll be a difference between those two. Actual avodah zarah would be usher right away, even just with hazmana. Mashenkin, if it's tikrovis, maybe that's what the Rambam's talking about. Okay, he tries to make shalom between the two, but either way, these are the two deos in the Rambam and the two days in Rambam Ravid and the two days in Rashi. Okay, yeah.
According to the Ravid, when does it cross the line of huksa and actual?
According to the Ravid, when does it cross the line of huksa to actual worship when they actually worship? Meaning, pulling it for my avodah zarah, I didn't worship it yet. It's not nevad yet. It's still a preparatory act. But every preparatory act would give it the status of huksa. Once I actually use it, though, right? That's different. Just that you brought it up, it's different, first of all, than Hekdesh, which could work by Hasmana also, and it's different than our concept of Huxa L'Mitzvasa. Right? When I put up decorations on my Sukkah before Sukkos, let's say I have in mind, 2 days before Sukkos, I put up decorations for my Sukkah. Let's say it is now an hour before Sukkos, and I decide, you know what, I really want that apple that's hanging up. Am I allowed to take down that apple? When does Huxa L'Mitzvasa kick in? Only when it's actually being used as the mitzvah on Yontif? So look it up again, but it could be right when I designate it. At least within a month before Sukkos. At least before when there's a Chal Hashem. Sukkah. It has the status of a Sukkah even beforehand. Right? The Yerushalmi even says you make a bracha on Asiyah Sukkah. We don't pasuk in that way. We make a bracha on the Yeshiva. But it could be, to look it up again, it could be that the Chefzes Shel Mitzvahs could get the status even before you do the mitzvah. Once you finish doing the mitzvah, then it loses its status. Right, that's why it's not Sheamus. It's only Tashmishe Mitzvah, not Tashmishe Kedusha. But again, that could be a difference. Okay, so the Gemara says, the first statement of Amarav, read it again. Amarav Baravada Amarav Yitzchak, Ein Muksa Asur Ela Acha Yavdu, until it's worshipped. Ula Amarav Yochanan, Acha Yimsiruhu Lakom Re'avodas Kochavim, until it's given over to the priests. So again, until they give it over to the priests and then they do an act and it becomes Asur, or it's given over to the priests for use it for their own personal usage, and once they do that, so then it becomes Mutter. So again, you can fit it into both ways. Beha Amarav Yochanan, unusual name, Beha. Beha Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Acha Yachiluhu Kashini Avodas Kochavim. Same two versions. Until they feed it fodder of Avodah Zarah. So does that mean they feed it fodder and now it's going to become Hedyoder? Heck, they're same 2 days. Amar Le Rabbi Abba Le Beha Maflagisu Atuna Ula? Are you arguing on Ula? Right, Ula says, until you give it over to the Kamrim, and you say, until you feed it. So, Amar Le Lo, Ula Nami, Ki Ka'amar Hu, Deshafi Le Kashina, but it's Kochavim. That's what Ula meant. When you give it over to them, and they feed it this fodder. So, no, Beha says, I agree with Ula. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, wow. Yoda Beha, L'shinu Yeshmaitza. Beha knew. He knew how to interpret Ula's words. V'ilo De Salak Hasim, Lo Havi Yada. And if he wouldn't have gone up there, if he wouldn't have gone to Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't have been able to figure this out. Why? To Eretz Yisrael Garmalei. Eretz Yisrael was goring that he could, it helped him out that he should figure this out. Why? Rabbeinu Gershom right here. Look at the first wide line of Rabbeinu Gershom. Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machim. Gemara Baba Basra. The Avira de Eretz Yisrael makes one wise. And therefore, that's how Beya figured it out. Right? He's went to Eretz Yisrael. Amalei Rav Yitzchak, no, Be'a Mikana Mikana Ave. Be'a also lived in Bavel for plenty of time. Bavel is also a great place to be instilled with Torah wisdom. That was the center at the time. Okay. Machlokes Amorayim about Avir Der Tzol Machim. Can you figure out exactly what, he doesn't hold to that principle. Okay, we continue. Period. Tani Rabbi Chananya Trita'a. Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Ein Muksa Aser Ela Achiyazu B'maisa. Again, we have the language. Muksa is not usur until sounds like second day of Rashi and the Raavad. That's what the Gersa, that was the Raavad's point. Really sounds like that. Hutani la vehadar amar la mamaisa achi gaziz viabduba. He learned this and he explained himself. What does that mean? Shearing and working with it. So again, the Raavad and second day of Rashi say that means l'shem avodah zarah. That's what makes it usur. Good. Period. Ezeo nevad. What does nevad mean? Right, Ezeo Nevad, that was what we had before. Nevad is, we had in the Mishnah, what is Muksa? Muksa Avodah Zarah is Aser, and what's on it is Mutter. And what is Nevad? Everything, even what's on it is Aser. That is what we said in the Mishnah. So, Mino Ani Mili, how do I know this? How do I know what? Rashi explains we're going on the last line of the Mishnah, which says, V'zeh V'zeh Mutarin Ba'achila. How do I know that even Nevad of an animal is mutter ba'achila? Because an animal doesn't get that status. Amar of Papa, to Amar Kra, mi mashke Yisrael, mina mutter li Yisrael. We have a drasha based on a pasuk in Yecheskel. You can only use as a karban something that is mutter to Yisrael, to Hedyot. The Isak adaitach asiri lehedyot. If you want to say, ne'evad is usher to Hedyot, so lamali Kra, what do you need a pasuk for to exclude ne'evad? Just mi lamatina mi gavoa. The rule is, you can only bring a carbon from something that's mutter to hedyot. So you're right, there might be some things that are mutter to hedyot that are asur l'gavoa. But starting point, step one, is mutter l'hedyot. So if you tell me that nevad is not mutter l'hedyot, so you wouldn't need a pasuk to exclude nevad, because of course it's asur l'gavoa. So that's why it must be that nevad is mutter l'hedyot, and that's why you need a pasuk to exclude it l'gavoa. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll comment. Whenever it's usur lehedyot, any pasuk to exclude it, v'hatreifa da'asir lehedyot miyate kra migavoa. What about treifa? Treifa, we're not allowed to eat, and yet it's mutter to bring us, and yet the pasuk has to go out of its way to exclude it. D'tanya kishu omer mina bakar lamata she'in tamalomar el lahotzias ha'treifa. So you have a source to exclude treifa. So what do you mean? Treifa's mut is also a hedyot. So where says it's trech? No, I need two psukim by hedyot. Keep in mind, foreshadowing, we're going to end up needing three psukim. But first two psukim. It's trech. Sak da chamina. If would only one pasuk, hani mili denitra bakar iskacha, with only the principle, let's say, of mimashke Yisrael, and without the exclusion of treifa, I would have thought, you know, it's excluded only if it was a treifa before you made it hektish. Abol niskacha v'yachagach nitrifa. But if it first became hektish and then it was nitrifa, ema d'tishri l'gavoa. Maybe then it should be mutter. Why? Because after all, when it became hektish, it was mutter lehedyot. So here too, this shouldn't be a violation of that principle now that it became a treifa after it became niskadesh. Kamashmalan it is. Kamashmalan, even this treifa is excluded. That's why you need the patzik to exclude treifa and not just the principle of imashki Yisrael. So now the Gemara says, there's a third pasuk. You really exclude treifa from the following pasuk. Kol asher yavar tachas hashevet. Right, we discussed this in Bechoros. Right, meiser has to be anything that could go under the rod. Prat l'treifa sheino averis. And treifa cannot walk. So it's a third pasuk. It's really one pasuk in Navi, the principle of Mashki Yisrael, plus another pasuk. So Gemara says, "Ahu nami itzrich." You also need that. Sakad adachamina hani mili hecha delo haisulash asa kosher. Didn't know the treifa mimeiima. I would have thought treifa is only excluded if it's born a treifa. Aval hecha haisulash asa kosher. But if it had a shas when it wasn't a treifa, v'yatzas lavira olam and it was born, v'yachagach nitrifa imatishri lagavala. Kamash Malan. That's why you need three psukim for to exclude treifa, because there are three levels. There's a treifa from birth, There's a treifa before it became hektish. There's a treifa after it became hektish. Three psukim exclude each of those three cases of treifa. This whole gemara, Derech Agav, reflects the fact that maybe treifa is a different type of psul than all the others. You don't have three psukim to exclude kilayim. You don't have three psukim to exclude neva, nirba. You have three psukim to exclude treifa because maybe it's a weaker form of psul, and therefore I need other psukim to exclude it. There is a problem, just to mention, the Rambam quotes a different... After all this, the Rambam quotes a different pasuk. You'd think that the Rambam would quote, there are enough psukim here. The Rambam quotes a different pasuk in his formulation of excluding treifa. The Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach, in Beis Yud, he quotes the pasuk of Hakriveinu Lefechasecha. So the pasuk that means, how could you be so disgusting and bring me these karbanos? Behema shenola lov achas mena treifas ha'osrin osaba achila osva gavi gavoa. Harehu omer, Hakriveinu Lefechasecha, ha'yirtzuchu ha'yisa panecha. I think it's a pasuk in Malachi. I think it's a Malachi. So the, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. So he says, you know, how can you quote this pasuk? So the Kesa Mishnah asks this question. Aren't three psukim enough for him to quote? He has to quote a fourth. So he says, first of all, maybe he thinks all of these are asmachtas, which is really hard. There are three psukim quoted here. Doesn't sound like it's an asmachta. But then he quotes a beautiful line. It's tucked away. This is a musar for the day. Kesef Mishnah in Yisurim Mizbeach Beis Yud. You know what the Rambam is telling me? The Rambam is saying, even if there was no pasuk to exclude it, you shouldn't be bringing it because of this principle of hakriveinu lefechasecha. You're bringing disgusting things as a karban. Put this on the list of ratzon Hashem. Items that, even if they wouldn't be us, ratzon Hashem, like the Tzar Balei Chaim of the Minchas Asher, like we've quoted many times, like the Rebbe Elchanan mentions in Chelek Beis, where he talks about, that's why according to the Ramban, that listening to the Rabbanan is a din to Rabbanan, Lo Sasser does not include all din to Rabbanan, why do you have to listen to the Rabbanan? Ratzon Hashem! Things that you could figure out Hashem would appreciate, even if he doesn't command it. That's the Ran a la Torah about Avram was not commanded to do the Akedah. Kach na es binchas yechidcha. Please, I'd appreciate it. Ratzon Hashem. That's this Kesef Mishnah. It's in a place where you wouldn't have thought to look. Tahachi kamra, filo lo haya ba iser min haTorah, havi lo lepasla mishem akriveinu lefechasecha. Beautiful. One day we have to have a shiur putting all these together. All these ideas of Ratzon Hashem. It's a Shabbat Shuvah drasha, actually. Maybe next year. Okay, Ratzon Hashem, we continue. Okay, says the Gemara. Oh, I was going to say Rabbi Elchanan, another one. We'll continue. We'll see. Remind me at the end. Kovet Ha'aretz. There's a Kovet Ha'aretz on Mimashke Yisrael. We'll continue. Says the Mishnah, Ezehu Esnan. What is the definition of Esnan? We mentioned yesterday, Esnan and Mechir Kelev are the only two that are explicit in the Torah that cannot be used as a karbon. That's why the Rambam said yesterday that you get Malkus. All the other ones you don't get Malkus for, you violate, you don't get Malkus. Esnan and Mechir Kelev, you do. So what are these cases? Ezehu Esnan, Ha'omer Lezona, Holech or Helech Tleze Bischarech. If a person says to a zona, Rachmana Litzlan, here, this animal is your payment for your services, afilu ein kuf, even 100 animals, kulan asur, and they're all asur. They're all labeled as esnan. V'cheid obar lechaveiro. Also, if somebody says to their friend, holich tleze v'tolin shivchaseich etzel avdi. Here's the tle, and your shivcha should lie with my eved. We'll talk about in the Gemara exactly what the case is. Rebbe Omer Eino Esnan, Chama Omer Esnan. Machlokas. What is that machlokas about? We'll talk about it not today, but in the future dafim when this machlokas is discussed. But that's, you see, somehow Esnan might apply even if there's more than two people involved. If there's a third party involved that's supplying the money, so that also might be Esnan. Period. Omar Mar, Vafilo Hein Mea Kulan Asur, and the Mishnah said, even if it's 100 that are all Asur, Hei Chidami, what exactly is the case of 100? Ilema de Shakla Agra Mea Behemas, if you say she charges 100 animals, that's her fee. So Pshita Tekulu Asiri. So obviously they're all Asur, Mali Chad, Mali Mea. It doesn't matter what her fee is, whatever she charges, that's labeled as Esnan. So Lotzricha, what's the case? De Shakla Agra Chada. Really, she takes one. But the guy was so impressed with her, he gave her 100. V'yavla meya. Dekulu mikoch esnan ka'asi. That's the chiddush. Even if her rate is only one, and he gives her 100, the other 99 also have the status of Esnan. Some Achronim relate this to, maybe this would be related to Machlokos in Perek Ezeo Neshech, about paying back Ribbis. Right, the big Shilas. I'm paying you back, you know, 5 for the loan, and 10 because you're a nice guy. I'm giving you a present. So is that Ribbis or not? Right, the big Shilas Lamaisa. Right, somebody lends me, 8 shekel. And when I want to pay him back, I only have a 10. I'm like, forget it, just keep it. Is that smack of, that's avak. It's not real, because it wasn't conditionally, but is that avak? Right, what do we usually say? Oh, yeah, keep it. Oh, I don't want to know. Put in stock. Amocha. So, right, we usually say, so all these cases have to be discussed in the context. We discussed this back in the fifth parak of Bava Metzia. But this is a similar type of idea. If you give back what's owed plus more, is that labeled as ribbis? Is that labeled as esnan? Right here it says it is labeled as esnan. Tana Rabbanan says the following brisa. Nasan lavalo ba'al lehabal lavalo nasan lo'asan amutar. If he gave it but didn't live with her, or the opposite, that is mutter. So, what are the cases? What does this mean? So, nasan lavalo ba'al lehasan akaris loy. If he didn't have beer with her, you're calling it an esnan? How can that be an esnan if he never lived with her? Vesu ba'al avalo nasala. The opposite. If he was ba'al and didn't give her, so mayavla. So what are we talking about? What does the brisa mean? Both of them are not understandable. So elahachik tani. So this is what it means. Nasala v'acharkach ba'alaha. Ba'alaha v'acharkach nasala esena mutter. If there's a time lag, then it's mutter. Time lag would make it mutter. The Me'iri of Avodah Zarah says an unusual time lag. If it's the next day and people usually pay the next day, that's not called a time lag. It means there's an obvious time lag, so it's not muchrach that this is payment for the services. So now the Gemara says,
if it's clear that the payment is like this.
Oh, so what if it's a month later? Ask the Gemara. V'lecha l'lei esan l'mafreya. So what that there's such a big time lag? Rashi says the kasha is on the nasan, the bottom line. Look at the bottom line of Rashi, what the question is on. Bishlama bala v'akach nasan l'tzleh. Fine, if he has bia with her, and then later on he decides to give it tzleh, you could say, since he wasn't miyachidit b'shas bia, so it doesn't get the status. But the other way, where he gives it, and then he's boiler, why shouldn't you say that? That has the status of an esnan. He gave her money, he gave her an animal, and now a month later he's living with her, why don't you say l'mafreya, that's called an esnan. So Amar Abelazar, you're right, really it should be, but our case is, shekan mavik rivto. She was makrivit in the interim. He gave her an animal for an esnan, she was makrivit, and then they had the bia. So the Gemara says, so the animal's not here anyway. Echidami. If he gave her an esnan today, and it's hers fully, he was makner the animal. So pshita the mutter. So that's obviously mutter. Ad kan lebala. At this moment, right, it didn't have the status of an esnan, he didn't have bia with her yet, and it's hers, so she could give it as a karbon. The elawat, the amarla lo nikni lechachas bia. What? So this is what it was al tanai. It's yours only b'shas bia. So then, how could she have been makrivit? Umi matzi makrivalei. Right? Then she gave him makrivit, as we've had many times. Ish ki yafesh is beis hakodesh Hashem. A man can only be makrivit something that is his. Amar Rachmanim a beis b'shuso av kol b'shuso. So iman of shach. Either it should be kosher because it wasn't an esan yet, or it should be pasul because she shouldn't have been able to be makrivit yet. So the Gemara comes up with a middle status. Lo tzricha. To Amar Lolo Mikni Locha Ad Shazbia is not yours until Shazbia, unless you really need it. The Mitzrich Lech Nikli Locha Me'achshav. So really, when she's Makdish and when she's Makrivit, it's hers because she really needed it. But because it potentially could have become an Esnan, it's already possibly labeled. That's the Chiddush of the Brisa that it's not labeled. The Chiddush of the Brisa that it's Mutter. Right, in this case. Beautiful. So, by Rav Oshia says, but how far do you go? What if she wasn't makrivit yet, but she was just makdishit? Kadma v'higdishto mai. This case, the man gave it to her and said, it's yours, et shazbia, unless you really need it beforehand, and she was makdishit. So the animal's still sitting here in the Beis HaMikdash, and then they have the bia. So could it be hukrav now? So tivsho lemid Rav Elazar. Prove it from Rabbi Lazar. Dabar Rabbi Lazar, Kadma v'hik rivto. Hidavka says she was makrivit. Hik rivto he. Ta'alesa b'shaz bia. Avalik dishto aser. Hidavka spoke about a case of hakrava. So maybe, is that, Is that dafka? The Gemara says, no, he gufa kabibayle. Our question is whether that's dafka or not. Hikrivto, v'halesa b'shaz biya mutter. It's only because there was hakravadan and it's not here, and therefore it's mutter. Aval hikdisha b'shaz biya usur. If it was just hukdash and it's still standing there, b'shaz biya, it's usur. O dilma, no. Kivan ditznan. Since we say, amiraso, ligavoa, kimisiraso lahedyot, since we say that principle, so hikdishna mutter v'koshkin hikrivto. It's as if it's totally in the world of the Beis HaMikdash now. Nothing to do with me anymore. It's already too late. Teku. So, no answer. No answer given. But this is all about the statuses of this. How far do you go in terms of labeling this as Esnan? It's a fascinating suggestion by the Gemara, though. The fact that potentially it could have turned into something that might have labeled it as a Psula Gavoa. Kamash Malan, it doesn't. Right, so that's, but the havamin is, very important. But what about the other case? That was a case of nasanu ba'ala. What about the other case? Ba'ala v'yakak nasan la, it's not a mutter. The other case is a mutter. If he was ba'aler, and then, akak nasan la, it's not a mutter. There's a big, even before we, further, if you're gonna look, Rav Shechter in Eretz Tzvi, in Simen Chav Tes, has an article about schiris po'alim, where he discusses whether paying somebody for a service, is that pure logic, a chov that flows from the act, or is that what's called a shibud b'dei shamayim? What's the issue? There's a very interesting me'iri in Baba Kama Daf Ayin. The Gemara there says, Esnan asra Torah afilu ba'al imo. Let's say, Rahman al-San, somebody lives with their mother as a zona, and they pay their mother. Is that payment with an animal? Is that labeled as Esnan? Is that asra l'gabi ha-mizbeach? So the Gemara says, for sure, the Rishonim say, you don't have to actually pay her because Kimli Ramani, you're Chayim Misa. Chayim Misa for the disgusting effort you did. You're Chayim Misa, but is that labeled as Esnan? So Rov Rishonim, Rav Shechter quotes, Avagat the Patamil Shalim, Lami Din Kimli Ramani, Mikomakom, Shilim La, Ein Zechash of Kabbalah, Avakak Nasan La, Desnan Amutter. It's Tamura Chavtes. It doesn't, it's not counted as that where the Esnan is Mutter. Dumatana Ba'am Hu Diavla. No, there is a Chiyuv. Rov Rishonim say, Kimle does not wipe out the status of Esnan. And therefore you have to pay. And the Meiri quotes an amazing shita, Da'af B'dinei Adam Na'mi Chayiv. Even B'dinei Adam, he has to pay his mother here. Why? Kimle B'drabimineh does not wipe out Chiyuvei Tashlumin that are his Chayivus Mida'as. They only wipe out chiyuvim that come from the Torah. So lo amrina kimle v'armine el luftar mi chiyuvim tashlumin sheitila Torah al adam. V'lo b'chiyuvim mamon shein chishayvus midas. So that is a, you don't have time to get into it, but in that piece, Rav Shechter talks all about examples where you see his chayvus midas, personal obligations that one takes on upon themselves, that could have different halachos than chiyuvim that the Torah puts upon me. It could have even halachos that maybe kimle does not affect it, does not wipe out its chiyuv. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Ayin. Okay. Says the Gemara. So Bala, if he's Bala and then gives it to her, so then it's Mutter. Because if it's after the normal period of time. V'yatanya, but we have another Bryson that says the opposite. Bala, v'nasan la, v'yafilo ad shnei masar chodesh enana Mutter. Right, we have a case where it says even if you pay a year later, it's going to usher. It's going to be usher. So Amar Avchanan, bar Avchizda lo kasha. Depends. Hada Amar la, he bali li betzli zeh. If he says, be bal me for this sheep, that it's usher even if you give it a year later. Right? Bibomi for a tlestam. So if you don't give it right away, then what tle? So it doesn't have the label of Esnan. Says the Gemara once said, tle zeh. That's going to work. But you still didn't give it to her. Still not hers. So maybe a year later it shouldn't be labeled. So Gemara says, no. Bizona ovedes kochavim to lokanya b'meshicha. It's a zona avodazara that Ovedes Kochavim, a non-Jew, that's not Kohen b'Mashiach. This is a major machlokas that comes up elsewhere between Yerbechon and Reish Lakish. We've had this in Avodah Zarah and Bat Metziah. Which kinyanim work by non-Jews and which don't? Mashiach, Kesefs, this Gemara obviously is going like the Shita, that a non-Jew is not Kohen through Mashiach. And therefore, in our case, she didn't have to pull it. How is she Kohen? Purely through Kesef. What's the Kesef here? The service, basically, you gave it, and the service is the money. That's how the Achronim say it. The service is the money, so right when the service is done, it becomes hers. It's basically the kesef that she's paying, the shavet kesef that she's paying is the bia. The shavet kesef for the item. And therefore it's hers enough, and that's why tzlezeh would be enough. Or the Gemara says, "V'ibaya seima, afilu bazoni Yisraelis." Even a Jewish zoner, Rachmana Litzlan, could go into koi bechatzera. It's in her chatzer, and that's why it's kona. Says the Gemara, "Hayavis lameikara." So then that's not the case the Brice is talking about. What's the Brice talking about? Bia v'akach nasanla. If you put it in the chatzer, that's a case of nasanla with bia. No, deshavila aputiki. What you did is you labeled it in aputiki. Aputiki potehe koi. Aputiki means you labeled it and you put a lien on this animal. This animal is your shibud. It's your specific shibud. So aputiki, it's not hers yet, but it's designated as hers, and that's why it's good enough to say even a year later. That's what the Bryce is talking about. Amar law im adyo, and you said Amar law im adyo ploni yavina lachazuze mutav. If I don't give it to you by a certain time, I don't give you money. Fine. V'imlav tle betznenach. And if I don't pay you by that time, then the tle is going to be yours. Again, it's kind of a conditional kinyan, and that's how it's not pashit. You didn't give it yet, but as long as you gave it within a year and you label a specific tle, it's going to be labeled as esnan. Period. New cases. Amarav. Echad esnan zachar v'echad esnan kol arayis aser. It doesn't matter if it's esnan or chmanel esnan for an act of mishkav zachar, or it's esnan for any of the arayis. It's all called esnan, aser. Chutz me esnan ishto nida. Except if, Rachman al-Islan, a person pays his wife when she's a nida to live with him, that's not called esnan. My taima, zona ksiv. V'halav zonahi. If it's your wife, that's not called an act of znus. That's not zona. And therefore, that's not included. Right? It says in the context of esnan zona. And this is not called zona. The Levi Amar, Afilu Ishtonida. No, even Ishtonida, my time, why? Toeva ksiv. Vaha Toevahi. It says Toeva there, and this is also Toeva. There are about five Averas in the Torah that are called Toeva. Mishkav Zachar, false weights and measures. Wait, when we discuss this in Mitzvah Shir, by Mishkav Zachar, we discussed all the five psukim, five mitzvahs that have Toeva. But here's one. It says Toeva here, and therefore this is also called the Toeva. What might be behind this machlokas of Rav and Levi is how much Nida is really one of the Arayos. Or is it in a different category? Again, a big discussion in the Rishonim already. The Rishonim in Yevamah Staf Beis and elsewhere, whether Nida is one of the Arayos or not. It's the only one of the Arayos. It's the only one of the Chayvi Krisas that doesn't create Mamzerus. So that itself might reflect something. Habal, right? Hakol Modim. Shabal Anida Shein Avalan Mamzer. Okay, so what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? The Levi Nami Vaksiv Zona. It says Zona. So what does he do with that? Isn't it limited? Amar Lacha, Hahi Zona Velo Zoneh. That's what the Shiva Kubetza says. This is to teach me that it's only Esnan if a man pays a woman, not if a woman pays a man. That doesn't have the status of Esnan. V'rav, Hahi Zona Velo Zoneh Minale. How does he know that? Nafkale Midi Rebbe. Tatani Rebbe Omer. Ein Esnan Aser Elakol Esnan Habos Labaveira. Esnan is only items Esnan that are relationships that are ba'avera. Aval esan ish tonida, vishen nasan la schalaf ka'ata, or he didn't pay her for her services, he paid her for what we call skar batala, for not doing her other work that she could have done at the time. Vishen nit nasna lo, or if she gives him basenu mutarin. Afa, so you see, Rebbe holds that her, to him, is not esnan. Afa bishin ray lo davar zecha lo davar. There's a hint to that. Ubesitech esnan, because by Yecheskel it says, when you give esnan, vi esnan lo nitan loch, vatehila hefech. It talks about a case of esnan, and it says that the woman paying the man is called the opposite. So you see, it's the opposite of the normal way it's done, and therefore it does not have the label of esnan. But that is all what Rav does with the pasuk, what Levi does with the pasuk of Zona. What about the opposite? For Rav, hi Toeva my avodah. What does Rav do with the pasuk of Toeva if he does not include ishtonida? Mi boy le kidi abaya, tomer abaya, zona avodas kochavim. Is machlokas here between Abaya and Rava? Oh, we're going to get into. You know what, maybe we should stop here, because this Machlokas Abaya and Rav is going to take us a few minutes. It goes on to the next Amud, it goes quickly, but we'll stop here, Mi Boile Kedabaya, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue going through this, and we'll talk about the Isser of Zona LeKohen, which comes up, and we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here, the Parsha should be up, everybody should have a good day.